Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable here on Live Talk this Thursday, March the 17th, 2022. I'm Marvelous Mshanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sintandekile Mhlanga.
And tonight here on Live Talk, we are going to be speaking about what we're seeing happening in the run-up to the by-elections in Zimbabwe. And we'll also be talking about an important meeting for women that started here in New York on the 14th of this month and will end on a Saturday. And we'll be looking, that is the CSW.
Yes, marvelous. And talking of by-elections, we see that some political parties are alleging violence on their members. Recently, we saw that the MDC says its candidate in Mzimwane was harassed, and the police are still investigating the issue. And that candidate was for Mzimwane constituency for a by-election. She's a woman, and her name for Ward 20, Thokozile Dube. They said she had to run to the fields for cover, and the police are saying to investigating the issue.
And talking about violence, Star, we also saw that the MDC are also reporting that one of the avid supporters, known as Mazibabave Shanduko, his real name, Godfrey Chidau Kurembe, was today beaten up. And we will show you a brief video that is actually courtesy of the CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change, which is now signaling what we are likely to see happening in this last week as different parties really trying to get the maximum support. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are actually castigating what we're seeing happening on the ground regarding political violence. But incidentally, we saw the leaders of all the parties that are, you know, in the by-elections. We saw the leader of ZANU-PF, Deputy President Chiwenga in Mutare this weekend, castigating violence during this campaign for by-elections. And we also saw the leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, also saying, you know, telling his party members that violence is something that will not be tolerated during this campaign. And we also saw the leader of MDCT Stroke Alliance, Douglas Monzora, also castigating political violence during this campaign. So it's surprising to see what we're seeing on the ground as people jostle for the last remaining, shall we say, supporters to vote for them during this March 26th by-elections, where we're seeing all parties are trying to grab as many councillors and as many MPs as they can, Esther.
Yes, Marv, and we saw that the supporter we have on the video there, Mr. Godfrey Karembera, known as Matibaba Weshamdugo, is accused of causing disorderly conduct. We saw that from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and it's surprising, but the CCC believe that he was just arrested because he's wearing yellow, which is their trademark. But interestingly, we also saw the government, the Minister of Information, releasing a statement that they are investigating the case where someone is seen being brutalized by the police, and they will let the public know what their findings are shortly. So as you were saying about the political leaders calling for peace, we see that we keep seeing these things that they seem to be saying no to this. But anyway, we'll see how the investigation goes on for all the political incidents of political violence we reported.
Yes, Star. And talking about the meeting in New York, we see that most of the events, especially the sideline meetings, are actually going to be happening virtually. we see that the United Nations says that the theme for CSW is achieving gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls in the context of climate change, environmental and disaster risk reduction policies and programs. So it will be interesting to see what they will be presenting at this meeting. But our main topic, like what we said, we're looking at the violence that we are seeing mushrooming in Zimbabwe ahead of the by-election campaign. The by-elections will be on March the 26th.
Yes, marvelous. And it's also important as the United Nations usually carries out these, you know, they give us information on the women participation throughout the world in politics and other structures of the in their countries. Yebo ke kulabo abathanda ukusixhuma namhlanje sicubungula udaba lamalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by-elections lona olukhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga ngo-26 March. Siyabona ukuthi sokuseduze njalo abakhankasayo sebegijimela kathesi ukuthi bebone ukuthi bengenzani. Ngakho-ke siyabona ukuthi lamuhla ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi ilunga lalo libotshiwe ngamapholisa lahlukuluzwa. Abaningi babembone abakhangela imfanekiso yabomabonakude le eqotshiweyo kumavidiyo lezinye nje izithombe. Ubaba ogqoka njengompostoli izembatho ezihubayo kodwa eziwumbala olithanga egida ethwele umqwayi, njalo abanye bemlingisela-ke owaziwa ngokuthi ngumadzibaba weshanduku. Yena-ke kwejikizo lakhe kungu-Godfrey Karemba. Siyabona ukuthi uthi uchayiwe ngamapholisa, njalo kulokukhonona kubandla le-NDC ukuthi ubotshelwe nje ukuthi ubegqoke izembatho ezilethanga ezilombala olithanga, njalo ubekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bevotele ebandla le-CCC. Kodwa hhayi, lapha khona iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights amagqotha phela lwelilungelo loluntu wathi hhayi, yena kuthiwa ubotshelwe i-disorderly conduct nje kubangela ukungahlaliseki emphakathini. Yikho-ke lokhu-ke esikubona kusenzakala. Njalo kukhona-ke owesifazana oncintisa emzingwane ku-Ward 20, unkosazana Thokozile Dube. Laye sibonile izolo ibandla lakhe lisithi uhlaselwe ngabacathangela ukuthi ngabe bandla le-ZANU-P F idlizela impahla yakhe okugoqeka amatanka lawa wazakala ngokuthi ngama-Jojo tank, njalo le foni yakhe bayibulala. Ngakho-ke bathi udaba lolu lusadingisiswa emapholiseni. Ngowesifazana, njalo abesifazana bakhonana ukuthi bengahlaselwa kanje bagcina bengasela budlawudlwangu bokuthi bangene kwezombusazwe. Sakhuluma njalo khonapha nonkosazana Jessina Mkotuko owenhlanganiso ebona ngokudingisisa izehlakalo-ke zodlakela nalele Zimbabwe Peace Project. La wavuma ukuthi ye ngempela abesifazane labo bathinteka kulolu udlakela asiko besilisa kuphela, njalo kuyadanisa ukuthi lanxa kulimele owesilisa lowesifazane la uyathinteka ngoba khonokho okwenzakalayo njengokwenzakale ekhwekhwe owabhubhayo umboneni Ncube kulomama kulosisi kulomntwana bonke labana basala bethintekile. Njalo khona-ke omunye la wesifazane owachaywayo-ke kubandla le-MDC kodwa njengoba sitshilo ele-CCC kodwa njengoba sitshilo sibonile-ke ukuthi abakhokheli bamabandla atshiyeneyo umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa bonke bathi hhayi akube lokuthula elizweni uma belodlakela. Sibonile njalo ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwempiko lisithi liyadingisisa ngokwenzakale kumfundisi lo umadzibaba ukuthi babone ukuthi kuhambe njani. Kodwa hhayi njalo nje libizo nje singakwazi ukuthi ngokweqiniso yini kumbe ngokokusomisa abantu ukuthi ngumfundisi. Kodwa hhayi, yikho-ke siyabe sikukhangela lokho, sikhangela lo mhlangano we-United Nations ngoba yikho lapho kujayele ukuphuma izinqumo zokuthi abesifazane baphatheka njani kungatsha ezithiyeneyo zempilo ezigoqela ezomnotho, ezombusazwe nezinye. yebo ke mathelasi njalo sikhangelele ukuthi kube nabahlonitshwa bethu abambala abagoqela unkosazana Presia Ngolobe we Deputy National Leader Freedom Alliance
aiwa kune avo vachangobva kuti basa ipo pano pachirongwa chedu che Women's Roundtable pa Live Talk tinokuchindamidza ine mufaro nemusi wechina kudai March 17, 2020. Nasi tichange tiri kukurukura isu pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyaya dzegadziriro yesarudzo apo tiri kuona nasi taona nhau dzatichangobva kutambira dzekuti itsvo pane nhengo ye Citizens Coalition for Change vanozivikanwa nezitare kuti madzibaba veshanduko vawanikwa ivo vachinzi varohwa zvakaipisisa vari mumaoko emapurisa isarawo chairo vanonzi Godfrey Chinembe uye Chidau uyezve taona muzuvara nhasi pavhidhiyo yatawanikwa tichitumidzirwa mibato ine Citizens Coalition for Change tichiona zvanga zviri kuitika pamusuwa nhasi apo taona zvakare hurumende yawanikwa ichinyora zvinyorwa vachiti ivo pachawanikwa pachitariswa kuti zviri kufamba sei nyaya iyoyi yekuti vanowanikwa vachitsigira bato re Citizens Coalition for Change vawanikwa vachishungurudzwa vari mumaoko emapurisa saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika muchirongwa chanhasi tichitarisa zvakare kuti munguva iyoyi yapfuura weekend yapfuura takaona vatungamiri vemapato anosiyana siyana akadai seCitizens Coalition for Change vaNelson Chamisa vachishora nyaya yemhirizhonga tikaona zvakare mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vachiwenga vachishorawo vezanupf nyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga pamusangano wavo kwamutare tikanzwa zvakare vadouglas munzura vachishora nyaya yemhirizhonga vari ivo muharare nemusi wesvondo wakare iwoyo saka tichida kutarisa kuti ko chii chiri kunyanyoitika asi zvakare tisingakanganwi nekuti panguva ino pane musangano mukuru weUnited Nations weCSW uri kuitwa imo muno muamerica kunew york asi zvizhinji zviri kuitwa pamusangano uyu zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichiitwa padande mutande sezvo pari zvino paine dambudziko recovid 19 musangano uyu wakatanga musi wa14 march uchapera musi wa25 uyezve tingati isu theme yemusangano uyu iri kutaura izvo neyemamiriro ekunze asi taita rombo rakanaka tine mumwe ari pano vachange vari kutibatsira kutarisa nyaya iyi yemusangano uyezve nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika munyika vari pano vanoshandawo vari muno muamerica chizvarwa chezimbabwe vachishanda nesangano repumulani tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu titaurewo zita renyu uyezve kuti zvakamira sei
tinotenda marvelous totenda nekuva pachirongwa nhasi tarangudzonza Comfort Dondo kuri chirongwa chinonzi Pumulani Minnesota African Women Against Violence tinoshanda tino kuminnesota asi tinoshandirawo zvakare tinobatsira nemadzimai ari pasi rose
tombotarisa tisati taenda kumusangano tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda muzimbabwe panyaya yemhirizhonga panguva ino yegadziro yemavhaiolations munozvionawo sei nokuti tinoona zvakare pane madzimai vari kuwanikwawo vakamirira mune dzimwe nzvimbo panyaya iyi yemavhaiolations
semudzimai anomirirawo kusavapo kwemhirizhonga muupenyu hwemadzimai nevanasikana zvinhu zvinondibata chaizvo ndichiona mufananidzo wevakuru vabvakurohwa zvinotirangaridza iye yatinoti women's rights is human rights kunyange madzibaba vanga vanzi vanga vachikonzera inonzi disorderly conduct kusvika pakurohwa kusvika pakadai iviolation yemarights avo semunhu kana vanga vachikonzera mhirizhonga vaifanira kusungwa votongwa do zvazvinofanira kunge zvakaita kurova munhu zvinonzi hapana munhu ane right yekuisa yokurova yekuisa shamo pane mwiri wemumwe munhu saka zvinotikonsenawo semunhu anomirira madzimai nevanasikana tingofunga kuti munyika medu dai mhirizhonga yaita shoma takwanisa kuita mabielections edu tichimapedza pasina kurovana kuurayana nekuti mhirizhonga hapana chainotibatsira nayo
tochidzokera hedu pamusangano wamuinawo uri kutanga uri kuitwa kuno kunew york asi imi muri kuita muchishandisa dande mutande titsanangurirewo kuti musangano uyu ndewei uyezve wakakosha sei kumadzimai
right pagore rega rega as the United Nations, Vanessa Mshangano, where 10 to 11 days, one of the Commission on the Status of Women, Gorena Rindo, Gondo, Session H number 66, Session, Pagorino, every year, Pagorega, Pony Pine team, Pagorena team Yamo, Diakutaris, as you say, droughts, Machinjiro, Peter, climate, Yedu, Pushango Pumvura, my floods. Akunet many kama earthquakes. Tukumachinjira kita climate yelu, ano afecta seva nukazi ni wana sana. Nekutu wata sato tupeze pala itika ambilishonga, kana pala itika ukusa gazi, kana kwe pasirese. Munu yomu kazi ni wana sana ndova minyanya kuafecta kwa nishosho. Saka tunenge tichange chitaura ni nyaye zozo. Pane wazo changa kuita mangwana ni ana, sinimono yedu mwana msikano ishidiki, anantumaka, au succession makusena ana ya sora nyaye. I'm going to say that never naskana. Change kutaura mamiru wakaita upenyo mazimai kunyika inozi Haiti after waita ma earthquakes. Ini change kutaura osha, nruku uona mbasa rangu, njiki kuno asinchi shanda nema nwari ku Zimbabwe. Mamiru wakaita upenyo wewa kazi never naskana ku Zimbabwe. Tishasa wa mamiru wakaita nyika edu, atina edu ya tingati sine disaster, ili natural. Asi tishasa wa mamiru, just mamiru wakaita shini ku Zimbabwe. Chiwona mirishonga ya kuitika, chiona tukupinda my elections. Ni kusango gazikana, kwe isha, shirujuhisa mnyika medu ni kuta kuma pato, akasiana, aruku kukizana. Panguwe kutelera hii. Tandosha denge chitaura pamsoro kazo. Taka ya kutarisa, ni kusupporta, kutimazimaine wanasikana, wanofana wange baruku kuchengetezwa. Pasina mbirishunga kumazimaine wanasikana.
Okay, if you can just tell us in English, about your thoughts on what we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe in the runner-up to these by-elections that will be on this coming weekend. We saw today a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change being brutalized and the government saying in a press statement that they are going to investigate. But what's your take before we move into the CSW?
Yes, thank you again so much for having me on today's show. I would like to say I'm very concerned about the increase in violence, interpersonal violence that I continue to witness that is happening in our home country of Zimbabwe. And the violence seems to be coupled up by a lot of silence. So we have a lot of people being very silent because they are scared of repercussions of such violence. To my earlier comment that I tried so hard to say in Shona, the young men that we see right now on video, the accusations or the allegations are that he had some disorderly conduct. Even if someone had some disorderly conduct, in a nation that's well-governed and that observes human rights, this man was supposed to go in prison, go to court, and be charged for disorderly conduct. Putting your hand on another human being and causing such physical marks is absolutely a no-no. If we're looking at countries that have governance, like where we are here in the United States. It is called an assault, and I think this one would be a grave assault worthy of a felony. So somebody who had put their hands on someone in this case would actually be serving a very long sentence. I'm talking about 15 years plus in prison. So these kind of levels of violence that I'm observing in my home country are very concerning to me, and I think it is good that you are showing them right now. And I'm thinking about, this is a man whose rights have been violated. And we know that women and girls, traditionally or historically, in our countries or in the global south, they've always been the low-hanging fruit. They always receive the short end of the stick. How about their rights as women and as human rights? How much of that is being violated? I think I've also witnessed quite a few women in politics who have succumbed to violence. And so this is very concerning for me, disturbing, and I hope that this comes to an end, or at least slows down as we near the by-elections.
And just go into the CSW, what's your role, and how are you going to be articulating what we're seeing coming from the ground.
Thank you so much. Yes. So I serve in the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations as a nonprofit organization. So I want to be very clear that I'm not representing Zimbabwe. I am a daughter of Zimbabwe who goes into this space. And every year I go, and this is the 66th session, and the main theme this year is on climate change and how it impacts women. Climate change is a very big word, and I always like to break it down for people. And climate change is the way our climate has been changing due to our abuse of the climate. So things like flooding, earthquakes, I'll think about things like droughts, severe droughts, and how that impacts women and girls. This particular session that I'm doing is being sponsored by the Global Rights for Women, which is a global women's rights organization that I work closely with. My organization works with them. And we're going to be talking about how disasters, and redefining disasters broadly. We're going to be talking about how disasters impact women and girls. And when we're talking about disasters, we're not just talking about natural disasters to the environment. Also, how do political disasters affect women and girls? Things like we're looking in Ukraine right now, there's a war, how that impacts our Zimbabwean girls that we just moved actually out of Ukraine the last few weeks ago. How does what is going on in Zimbabwe right now, these levels of violence, political violence, how impacts men and girls on the ground? So we'll be just sharing a little bit of that with the rest of the world. I want to say that although I'm physically in the United States in Minnesota, I do a lot of work in Zimbabwe. There's WhatsApp. In fact, this morning I was talking to a mother whose daughter was molested by a grown man in their community. I won't talk about where she's from because the case is still under investigation. And these perpetrators, and she's not the first one, every week I get numbers of young girls who are being sexually violated. And what these perpetrators end up doing, they earn more money and they are bribing the police. So our police is being bribed, and then the case doesn't go anywhere. So I'm going to be talking about some of these cases and nuances and why nothing is being done, why there's no accountability within our system, and what can be done to change that. Mm-hmm. Because I think as a nation, we have to start thinking about if we are raising a generation of young who are being raped and they're not getting treated, if we are raising a generation of young people whose voices who cannot say out how they really feel, and we have high rates of drug abuse, what is the next Zimbabwe going to look like? I fear for what the next generation is going to look like. And so this is some of the things that I'll be talking about that are coming from the ground to the United Nations. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My name is Prince Yangulube from the Isidro Alliance, a new baby in the political arena of Zimbabwe. On June 2021, December last year, I'm the Deputy National Leader of Freedom Alliance. Dr. Samuel Hadi.
Yebo, mina-ke sesizokuthi ibandla lapha lingene ukukhetho lama-by-elections. Ngakho okwakhathesi kuyini elikwenzayo njengebandla kuyini elikukhangeleyo njengoba lingakhangelanga ukhetho lwama-by-elections lo?
Okay, sangikhangelele manje sikhangelele ukuthi sisasa ibandla lethu ebantwini. Ukuthi sisalungisa ama-structures ethu, sisisa udaba lethu ebantwini ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sesingangena kokuzayo kuma-elections, bakhangelele ukuthi bazabe befotela ibandla elimele ukwenzani njalo ukulethani esigabeni semathebeleleni nasemikhaya.
Yebo-ke, abanye njalo bengakwazi ukuthi wawuyisiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party. Ungathi bandla leli okulo kathesi lalo liyenza okufananayo yini njengoba ukhuluma nemathebeleleni?
Njengoba ngingumuntu wasemathebeleleni, imfuno zami ngezasemathebeleleni. So angeke ngithi wahlukene kakhulu, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi i-Freedom Alliance ikuthethe konke engikukhangeleleyo yakubeka kwelinye izinga elokuthi ngisithole ngikwazi ukusebenza kahle phakathi kwe-Freedom Alliance. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ibandla le-Freedom Alliance lithethe izikhalo zabantu
Abanye bakhona ekhaya ukuthi kulodlakela ubonile ukuthi ukhona lamhla omnye ochayiwelwana ojayele ukugida phambi kwabanye abantu ezithi ngumazibabo nomunye njalo wesifazane obencintisa emzingwane ku-ward 20 kukhansil layo uthi uchayiwe izolo wavaleka-ke waya emasimini ngabe bandla lesilabolabo-ke ayikhona elako kodwa ungathini ngakho njengoba lanelile ibandla lina lizimele nje laphana eceleni lithina ngokwenzakala ekhaya ningathi kukhululekile yini kumbe hhayi alilandaba lakho njengoba lingancintisi
silendaba lakho ngoba lata yindisisiugrawundinaleyo politics ngiyabona ukuthi udlakela oluningi udalwa ngabantu abaphuma kuleli bandla elibusayo abangelayo i-tolerance
izanu PF simbona umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa lomsekelo wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga bethithi no to violence bekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bengayenzi udlakela njalo sifonile uGashola ukubona ngokwethulwa kwemdiko i-Ministry of Information isithi kuyadingisiswa ngodaba lwalamuhla olwenzakale kulo obothiweyo we-CCC ungathi uyabakholwa yini nxa besithi abantu bengenzi udlakela elisayo ukuba umkhokheli sikubonile ungumsekeli kamkhokheli sikubonile nakathesi sikukhona ngakho ebukhokhelini ungathi kulula yini ukuthi abesifazana labo befinyelele izikhundla ezinjengezakho kumbe bayesaba kungabala mathuba ukuthi is someone who has been the vice president of the Mthakazi Republic Party and now another political party. Let me pronounce it correctly. The Freedom Alliance. Can you say it's easy for women to participate in politics, and how do you get there?
It is easy when you are working with people who understand and who know that it's democracy, it involves women being leaders and women being present in decision-making bodies. So that's how I view Freedom Alliance to be a democratic party, different from the MRP.
Yes, and you also say you have been a victim of violence too. Can you tell us what happened and if you feel that women are also targets of violence?
Yes, yeah. It was in during the 2018 elections where we were campaigning. I think it was the last day of our campaign. After the campaign, we were just dismissing, then we find ourselves at the place where we were dispatching from, where we just saw people coming from cars and coming in their numbers. They were so overcrowding us, and then they were singing. They just put caused chaos around us. So we didn't have much time to ask what they were doing, because it was a place whereby it was just an intimidation, if I can say. Yes, it was just an intimidation, if I can say, because you only have maybe 100 members of the party coming to dance and chant slogans at your house.
Kodwa ungathi wababona besifazana bebaningi labo behlukuluzwa bengena ejele.
Yes, during that campaign period, ngabona omama abaningi behlukuluzwa. Some other comrades of mine, members of MRP, were once arrested. Yes, omama abaningi bayangena ejele bayabotshwa. Yes.
Yeah, kodwa ngathesi ungathi ukhetho lolu lona udlalela solungcono yini kulaba abaziza ngokuthi i-new dispensation kumbe lokhu kufanana lalaphana kusengwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Ngane.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi akulatshintsho, kuyafanana ngoba konke lokhu engikhuluma ngakho okwenzakalayo kwenzakala ngo-2018 and wase kuvele sekule-new dispensation.
Oh, okay. Hayi, kulungile, siyabonga. Ubambe khonapho ucingo. Sizabuyela njalo komunye wethu, uNkosazana Campos Tidondo. Like she was saying the same thing, yokuthi hayi udlakela lolu olwenzakalayo is not good. If someone is they suspect something, it should be go to, you know, court and be tried. Not for us to see scans. But of course, we've seen the Minister of Information saying this will be investigated and they'll see what's going on. And marvelous, we see some of our listeners there, they are getting impatient. We have Joshua Mdenda was saying that where is the CC leadership? They want to hear them talk. Yes, we did the stories. I hope they were listening to our show, which is coming shortly in both Shona and Ndebele, where we covered what happened extensively in both languages. And so here we're giving some women a chance to talk because this is a women's show, but we'll keep covering this as we always do in most of our Facebook Live and Live Talk shows. And Joshua Mdenda is also saying, why are we saying it's allegations? Yes, we say so before because it still hasn't gone to court and it still hasn't proven. So the legal language is that you can't accuse someone before the court rules, you can just say he's still a suspect or it's allegations. And we have someone, when I said President Mnangagwa and his deputy, Mr. Chiwenga, has also called against the violence. Mnangagwa and Chiwenga, you're saying they're just talking and don't mean it, but over to you, Mavela.
Thank you so much, yes, and we're so excited to be having the participation of some of our followers, like what Star has just said. We have to call them allegations until the matter is proven in court. So I think, you know, he's getting very, very impatient. Talking about a new party, Star, we saw that there was a new party launched by a woman, which is called the United Zimbabwe Alliance, launched by businesswoman from Wange, Amai Elizabeth Valerio. She launched her party this week, which was yesterday. Let's just take a look and a listen to what she had to say at the launch of her party.
United Zimbabwe Alliance is a citizen engagement platform. It brings all the knowledge together so we can build our country, build our communities. No one is coming to save us. The people know what we want. We know what the work that has to be done. We have the capacity to do it. Only Zimbabwe can go to Zimbabwe. United Zimbabwe Alliance, as a citizen engagement platform, comes at a time when there is no other political party with an agenda that is genuinely for the people of Zimbabwe. There have been some with political parties, such as Zimbabwe. That comes from a number of political parties. But there's always been a lack of genuine and intentionality of consciousness. The United Zimbabwe Alliance is a political party which champions genuine and practical citizen engagement. In the process of building our country, we are redefining democracy to reflect the true desires of our people. And so in this regard, our vision statement brings to the fore the following: active participation in public affairs and nation.
Apo chukona isu mtungamiri we United Zimbabwe Alliance, Amai Elizabeth Valerio, vanobva ivo kuHwange, vachitaurawo pamusoro pebato ravo ravanoti bato idzva, uyezve richange riri kuwanikwa richishanda zvakare nemacitizens, sekutaura kwavari kuita. Saka zvimwe zviri kuitika izvozvi panguva ino yegadziriro yemabai elections. Regai timboenda kumunyarikani wedu Comfort Dondo wombotipawo tipewo maonero enyu kuti zvakakosha sei kuti tionawo madzimai vachitangawo mapato avo madzva sei zvatiri kuona izvi. Okay, let's just take a break. Okay, now she says she can hear. Hello, Comfort.
Hello, this is Mavea. I guess it was Goku Para, it must be Python, Shedum Mushamkat. So ndikunzwa kufara kuona kuti panewo madzimai ari kumhanya pane ratio iyi, you know, and talking about pese panzvimbo dzose panoda balance, hapangodi kungoti tirikungoti vanhurume chete, asi kana vanhukadzi panova neperspective yaana mai. Ndofunga kuti ndokana chiri nyika yedu pari zvino takafanana nemunhu ari kurwara. We need some people, leaders who can nurse the nation back to her health. Zimbabwe is unwell right now, if I can be very candid. And so when I see women running for office, I feel a relief because I believe that women can bring that nurturing balance to what our nation needs. And they have a different perspective to the sensitivities of things like women's issues, girls' issues, which are normally put at the back burner. So I think it's a good thing to see a woman running.
But then some people also come in and say, you know, maybe these are ploys to split the vote, especially of the opposition.
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot too, because we've seen a lot of that happening. But I have to be very careful with how I say that, because I think that can also negate the eligibility of the woman. It can negate her her power to be able to run. And so I think we should remain objective, but I think also at the same time in our questioning, are we asking that question because she's a woman, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm very careful in how I think about that. But that's what has come to me. I'm not going to lie. Yes.
Thank you so much. Maybe let's just continue with the discussion about CSW. So what do you see coming out of this year's conference for you?
For me personally, this year's conference, I really was focused on trying to bring the voices of civilians to the United Nations. Normally we have government representatives or people maybe even working for the UN on the ground coming to the UN to do their reporting. Sometimes I think that is not grassroots. We need people who are at the grassroots, people who are at the margins. We need their voices heard. So we need to hear the voice of the elderly grandmother in Chirumanzu. We need the voice of the young woman in Mabuku. We need the voice of the people who are normally not heard to be coming to a global state like the UN. So I'm hoping that some of the work that I'm doing this year at the Commission on the Status of Women will bring the voices of those who are mostly not heard. And then, of course, for me, the larger outcome is I hope we can leave this these 11 days with some action steps and not just talk, mm-hmm. but actually have a few actionable steps that are doable. And that's my hope. For Zimbabwe, I'm really focused a lot on how do we improve the quality of women and girls despite the challenges that are happening for us nationally as a nation, but how do we also set our eyes on the women and girls who are mostly disproportionately impacted. So I'm talking about the women and girls who come from less privileged families, the women and girls whose mothers are calling my phone that their daughters have been raped. How do we get justice for those girls? Mm-hmm. And for me, I think we should never despise small beginnings. No matter how small an impact we can have, that can stir some currents that can start to make a big change for our country, especially changing the culture of rape against women and girls. That is the outcome that I'm hoping to get out of this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just stay with us. I'm just going to now take a listen at an interview that I did with a professor who is based in Florida talking about the importance of women getting into by-elections in Zimbabwe.
My talk to you is the name Faro. My Sabasa, who is a member of vazhinji vangada kungoziva kuti ndinyani uyezve muri kupi. Inini ndinoitwa Dr. Gwegwerere. Ndiri kuUnited States of America. Uye ndinoitawo zvematongerwo enyika. Ndiri vebato idzva ramabanana iri CCC. Ndichangoburwa.
Aiwa pakanaka. Imi munoona zvakakosha sei pamuzvinafundo kuti madzimai awanikwe vachipinda mumakwikwi akadai.
Chinhu chakanaka chaizvo kuti madzimai ange achipindawo mune zvematongerwo enyika nokuti pachivanhu tinoti musha mukadzi naizvozvo nyika tinoitorowo semusha saka kuti imire zvakanaka panotoda vakadzi vanomisikidza zviripo zvimwe zvinhu zvisingakosheswi nana baba kuzoita zvimwe zvinhu zvokuti vana mai ndo vanototanga kuzviona
Totarisa zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino tinoona kuti pane madzimai ari kupinda mumakwikwi aya asi mungakurudzirawo vamwe madzimai kuti vatsigire here vamwe madzimai kana kuti zvakamira sei ipapo tinoona kuti madzimai ndiwo vakawanda munyika vachizoteverwa nevezvidiki
madzimai anofanira kutokurudzirana kuti timisikidze nyika nemhaka yekuti madzimai ndisu tinoriritira mhuri kana madzimai apinda mune zvematongerwo enyika haangozvimiririri iwo ega chitsikirwo chedu isusu chamadzimai tine mwoyo wakarereka unobata uri watingati wakanyorova nokuti zvinobata vana baba tinenge tichizvigadziridza zvinobata isu samadzimai tinenge tichizvigadziridza zvinobata vana vana mai ndivo ziso revana tinenge tichivamiririrawo zvakare ivo vana baba nokuti tinovaremekedza tinenge tichivamirira saka zvakanaka kuti madzimai atoenda mberi chaizvo pane zvematongerwo enyika nokuti zvimwe vana babawo vanenge vasingazvikoshesi mukusazivawo sana baba havasweri navana isu tinoswera navo tinonyatsoziva zvinovabata
pane zvirongwa zvamuri kuita here imi muri kunze kwenyika kudai kukurudzirawo vari kumusha kuti vakurudzirowo madzimai nyanya kuti vaende kunonyoreka kubhota nezvimwe zvakadaro
zviripo zvatiri kuita tiri kuitawo misangano pamadande mutande iwawo matwitter space akauya tichikurudzirana samadzimai tichishingisana tichionesana zvinetso nokuona kuti zvingagadziridzwa sei uye kuno kwatiri mhiri kunowanikwawo zviwanikwa zvatinoti pachirungu maresources tinenge tichibatsirawo waripo vanoda zvimapepa zviya izvi zvokunge vachizvishambadza zvatinoti maflyers namaposters tinenge tichivabetserawo uye kana ne yatingati leadership training kupanana mazano kuti kuti uve mutungamiriri wakarongeka unenge uchifamba sei saka tinovarekomendera kuma leadership training groups
tichitarisa iwo makwikwi ariko achauya mwedzi unouya zvii zvimwewo zvamungataura muri kunyanya kuchidzira madzimai kuti vapinde mumakwikwi aya
tinoda kukuchidzira madzimai kuti apinde mumakwikwi aya chekutanga mudzimba umu hamuna chinhu chekutya ikonomi haina kumira zvakanaka kuti imire zvakanaka vana mai ndisu tinonyatsonzwisisa kuti nzara yapinda mumba hapana chekubika tisu tinoswera navo vana vanenge vakungodzengereka nemisombodhiya naivo mabhurongo vana vongorembera kudhakwa nezvimwe zvinongokanganisa njere saka tisu tinonyatsozvinzwisisa sananyakutumbura saka tinenge tichiti ngatiendei pamberi nekukupidzavo uye nokumiririra madzimai nokumiririra vana naivo varume tinovamiririrawo zvakare
nokuti tinoona kuti munguva yapfuura madzimai vanga vakunyanyoshushikana vachiti hazvisi nyore kuti madzimai vaende pamberi uyezve vachitora zvigaro munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nokuti mudzimai akada kuti aende anogona kunyomba anogona kuitwawo kuzvidzwa nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mungavasimbisi sei
ndingavasimbisa nokutoti vanofanira kuva namamiriri endangariro wokutongoona kuti ivo madzimai munhu akatokwanawo akazvimiririra wokuti chinokwaniswa kuitwa navanhurume madzimai anokwanisa kuzviita uye tinokurudzira kuti varipoti kushungurudzwa kunoitwa panyama kushungurudzwa kunoitwa mundangariro yatinoti ya sexual abuse yatinoti ya mental abuse nekuti tinoziva kuti varipo va
aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona nekunzwa Dr. Gwekwerere vanga vari kutaura ivo kukosha kwakaita kuti madzimai apindewo munyaya dzesarudzo nekuti nguva yedu haina kunyanyonaka zvakanaka regai timboenda titipe mukana kune vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari panhusa over to you
yebo ke sosipendula kekuwe mugosazana praise yangu sivonile njalo kuthi kulelivanza elitsha ele-United Zimbabwe Alliance elibunziweyo uthi wena ngokubunzwa kwamabandla amatsha abanye bathi ngabe amabandla aphikisayo ayahlangana ndawoni kwezokuthi aliwusane ibandla lezanu kuba
mina ngibona ukubunjwa kwamabandla amatsha kuyinqondoba labo laba ababumbayo ngenxa yokuthi utho ukuthi ajenda yabo ayifani nala maphathi abanye akhona so ngaba ngukuthi kulilungelo labo ukuthi bafuna ukusiza ngendlela abafuna ukusiza ngayo ekuhlukeneni kudlulabanye ngoba i-constitution yezimbabwe sipha ilungelo lokuthi abantu bazibhalise amabandla
siyabona njalo ukuthi
ibanza lakho lalo abanye bengathi ibanza i-freedom alliance kulo ngibona ngani ngoba lani kukhangela emasebenzi lomuntu abanye ngebathi siyabona nalapho abalaleli bathi ngathi indaba zingamanyani labanye futhi abakhangela udabona ufana njengomphakathi pasi labanye abakhona ngani lonke ukwenzela ukuthi kube namandla amavoti engaqiniwe esivayisi.
Thank you.
ayikulungilisa buya futhi kuwe ke sizwe ke ngokunye nge-Women's Caucus leyo kodwa ke uthi sinike omunye la ithuba sivale uhlelo uhlale khonapho lale.
We thank you there to our guests. We come back to you, Comfort Dondo of Pumlani. If you can give us your closing remarks, you know, you can round it up with what you think of the by-election and participation of women, new parties that are being formed. And we see also our guest there saying she's a member of a new party and she is also, you know, up there in the hierarchy. Tell us a little bit about that before we round off our program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Antimavi. The first thing I want to say is it is quite a relief to see more participation and a push to having more women participating. I want to say and commend our current president here in the U.S., President Joe Biden. He just reauthorized VAWA, Violence Against Women Act, which had expired, I think, back in 2009. He reauthorized it because he understands the importance of keeping women safe and women at the forefront. His vice president, Kamala Harris, she definitely is a force to be reckoned with, and it shows very well the good balance. And I want to say good leadership is not about tyranny. Good leadership is about actually holding people's hands and listening to people, understanding what they need as a nation. I think a force of iron fisting is not leadership, it's tyranny, and it is not sustainable long term. And I dream to live at some point as I get into my 40s to be thinking about relocation to home country that I was born in, to be able to give back in a peaceful country. I dream of a peaceful Zimbabwe that's always been our trademark. We're peaceful. This is very foreign to me to see what I just saw today. A video of a man who's been brutalized. It actually really has brought some memories to me of the movies I grew up seeing around roots, you know, during slavery. And I'm really confused as a young Zimbabwean leader thinking, how did we get here? And so in closing, I want to say, may God bless Zimbabwe and may God renew our minds as a nation, that we go back to the breadbasket, peaceful breadbasket of Africa that we were. And I believe putting women at the forefront will get us back there. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for your closing words there, Comfort Dondo. How can people contact you as we let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Facebook. Just put Comfort Dondo. I believe my personal Facebook is full to capacity because I have too many friends. for the organization, it's Pumulani, just like it sounds, Pumulani Minnesota African Women Against Violence. You can follow us there and just follow my work. I'm also found on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I welcome young Zimbabweans across the globe to reach out. I'm always happy to be a mentor and or just share opportunities that might be available for younger Zimbabweans and even middle-aged, older Zimbabweans. Reach me at LinkedIn. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you there. Unfortunately, time is not on our side as we are fast approaching the end of our program. Over to you, Star.
Yeah, okay. Since we are going to press you on 30 seconds, I'm going to tell you about how to join us and how to join us. But I'm going to finish. She's the deputy leader of the Freedom Alliance, a newly formed political party. Saying goodbye, Yemi Osthandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good evening, and also thank you to Comfort Dondo or for Pumulani here in the United States in Minnesota.